for so many years and so many minutes. 5:30's the time. Your day has beginneth. So how many points did Rafe LaFrenz score, and who won yesterday on the PGA Tour? Did Marion Barber breach the end zone? Esteban Loaiza felt a twinge, his status unknown. In Bristol, Kevin Harvick is on the pole, and Auburn beat Virginia in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Which Dallas Cowboy got arrested for assault? Did Sergei Bubka break his record pole vault? How many rungs did the Rangers amass? Here are those who told those tales. The ghosts of Ticket Tickers Pass.
Sergei Bubka.
Hey there, this is the Ticket Glutton, the Bluebonnet Steamroller, Gen X Davey Lane. I did tickers for the Hardline from like 98 to 99 or something. Who even knows anymore? Unfortunately, I was shut out from White Elephant and Dry Dock duty this year. Maybe because the FCC finally began looking into complaints from the families of Corey Irving and JFK Jr. To them and to all P1s, I'd like to say I'm sorry, and I wish you the happiest of holidays. I love you all, even though I can't be there to Kool-Aid Man segments in person. Hold your friends and family close, provided they're COVID clean, and pour one out for B-Team Manny.
Well, this is the ghost of Double Damn Pete Tenney from the dynamic 2005 to 2010 era. Favorite ticket memories for sure are filling in on the morning tickers, getting my damn nickname from Gordon Keith, and speaking at merely one-third the pace of the immortal Rich Phillips. And during that endless 5:30 a.m. blowout ticker, I would only get through about 4.5 topics before suddenly it was time to start reminding P1s to remember the time. Well, I will always remember those times, fellas. Miss you guys and everyone there at the ticket. And I also miss having a physical body and not just being the ghost of Double Damn Pete Tenney. Happy holidays to you, fellas. Merry White Elephant to one and all.
This is Logan Gorley, Ticket Ticker Man from 2013 to 2014. More notably known as Brogan, the guy who once bailed Jake out of doing an 840 bit because he's, quote, not a funny person or a voice guy, end quote. Since leaving the ticket, I have filled in for Scott Farrell as Scott Farrell. Nobody knew the difference. And currently I fill in as the voice of Elmo on Sesame Street. And Elmo would like to say,
Happy White Elephant Day, bitches! Yay!
This is Alexi, a.k.a. The Lakers Make the Call, a.k.a. All That and Next, a.k.a. Vlade Will Be Happy With That. I did promotions, producing, and loosely ticker work back in 2003. That ticker is hands down my favorite moment from my time at the station. Nowadays, you may catch me at DFW Airport, working on a football field, or on a local golf course. If you see me, be sure to say hello. And keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 96.7 FM.
What's up, guys? Chase Williams. I was a ticker man back 06 to 08. Favorite ticket moment? Called in from Yankee Stadium. Absolutely hammered. Got hung up on. What am I up to now? I was in TV for 13 years with the Cowboys with Fox 4. Lost the job there. Thank you, COVID. I'm divorced, moved home, one-bedroom apartment, asked Cap for a part-time gig. He blew me off, just absolutely crushing life. And now I'm selling solar systems for Freedom Solar here in DFW. If you want a good deal on your electric bill, hit me up. C. Williams at freedomsolarpower.com. And Mike, Corby, Jake, you're not doing jack later in the show, so give me a call. Let's talk some solar. Let's talk about my crazy ex-wife. Love you. Bye.
Hey there, I'm Rich Phillips, Ticket Ticker Man from 1995 to 2014. I'm still the leader in the clubhouse with more than 60,000 all-time ticket tickers delivered. I was once known as the keeper of the spare transaction file. Hopefully you remember Swanee screaming at me as we won the 2005 Homer Call of the Year. By the way, I'm still the voice of the SMU Mustangs pregame 7:30, kickoff 8 o'clock Saturday night as the Mustangs host the Houston Cougars. I gotta go now and try to fix this S, Rich.
Hey folks, it's TC Fleming, and I did tickers from 2014 to 2018. I did leave under some mystery, and I'm sorry about that, but I am now ready to reveal that I left the ticket and I left Dallas to move to Sarasota, Florida, and move in with Mike's mom. We're deeply in love, having a great time in Sarasota. All kinds of activities out here. Sometimes we'll go out to Longboat Key, catch the Bonita while they're running. It's a great time, and we hope that you're having a great time listening to White Elephant on the ticket.
Well, hello there, P1s. It's Layla Rahimi, a.k.a. Sports Layla. I did tickers from 2001 to 2005. That was also during my college days at the University of North Texas, go Mean Green. And I know why I'm here. To own that good old-fashioned ticker tease fail. Well, I will still embrace that. But guys, I never did drugs, and I was never going to rehab. People have actually asked me what rehab facility I went to. Sadly, there were no drugs to excuse that or rehab. But it was just me falling down on the face, thanks to the ticket for employing me for years after that. I am in Chicago. I was the White Sox pre and postgame host and Cubs pre and postgame host on occasion until August. Was the Bulls sideline reporter as well for NBC Sports Chicago, part of the Olympic broadcast. Now I'm doing radio work at 670 The Score. It's not the same, but it's a lot of fun. Happy White Elephant Day, P1s. You know I love you. And let's all pray for this combination of a morning show. My goodness.
The Ghosts of Ticket Ticker Past, brought to you by A.
Hey, White Elephant, this ticker brought to you by A Number One Air. Over the past 8 months, my daughters have been doing virtual school amid the pandemic, and we do our best to cut down on their screen time, but they constantly have Netflix, Disney Plus, and all the streaming services running. And not too long ago, they would binge stuff like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, The Mouse Catool, Peppa Pig, and the entire Disney catalog. They would constantly quote these shows and, you know, as kids do. But I think we're to the point now where we got to start monitoring their viewing habits, and here's a great audio example.
Your men follow orders or people die. So Santiago shouldn't have been any danger at all. Should he have, Colonel?
You little b-.
I'd like an answer to a question, Judge. If Lieutenant Kendrick told his men that Santiago was not to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred?
Colonel, Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he?
Because that's what you told Kendrick to do. And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose. You had Markinson sign a phony transferred order. You doctored the logbooks. I'll ask for a fourth time. You order.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to them.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saved lives. You don't want the truth because deep down, in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone to a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom I provide, then questions the manner in which I provide it. I prefer you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a what you think you're entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job you sent me to do.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
This ticket ticker is also brought to you by Elk Meat Cigarettes. When you want the rich flavor of authentic elk meat and the addictive feeling of medical grade nicotine, reach for Elk Meat Cigarettes. Elk Meat Cigarettes, a smooth Turkish blend of real tobacco, meets the savory goodness of fresh elk meat. That's right, Elk Meat Cigarettes. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Also brought to you by Spleen. Don't try and break down damaged red blood cells without it. Only Spleen can do the job the right way the first time. Spleen. You won't believe it. Also, Dr. Zhivago's Edible Tampons.
There's more.
When you're not on your period, but you still want a tasty snack on the go, reach for Dr. Zhivago's Edible Tampons in cherry flavor, tapioca, and coconut cream. Dr. Zhivago's Edible Tampons, they're not just for women. Also brought to you by the East Texas Council for Crystal Meth. Let's face it, coffee is never enough, and 5-hour energy drink is for sissies. You need a pick-me-up that'll get you through the day and give you the strength of a Bengal tiger. So the next time your boss asks you to stay late, say yes to overtime and meth. Crystal Meth. It's snortable. Also brought to you by Gigantic Plate of Nachos. Nothing says holiday cheer like a gigantic plate of nachos. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Gigantic Plate of Nachos always satisfies. Add fiery jalapenos and salsa for a spicy Mexican kick that'll impress even the most discriminating taste buds. Gigantic Plate of Nachos. It's muy bueno. And after all those nachos, you could probably use Huggies Big and Tall Diapers. Huggies Big and Tall Diapers, especially designed for the husky man with a full bowel. Huskies Big and Tall Huggies can handle the most serious explosions, and the elastic waistband keeps them snug under your size 44 waist knockers. Big and Tall Huggies, it's gonna be a great day.
Why would that be the tagline?
And also brought to you by Wigs. Everyone loves wigs. You can become anyone you want with a wig. Scarlett Johansson, Ewan McGregor, former mayor Mike Rawlings, or even Cowboys rookie wideout CeeDee Lamb. With a wig, the possibilities in life are just beginning. Become the life of the party in a wig.
No one says that.
Wear a wig to a job interview, the car wash, or your wedding. Everyone will love you in a wig. Make new friends with a wig. Try Wig today and get a 25% off coupon for your next meal at Chewy's on Knox and 75. Wigs!
Oh, Chewy's is...
Go big with a wig.
Yeah.
And finally,
this more.
Ticket Ticker was brought to you by Trinity River Expeditions. Why drive 3.5 hours to float down the Kamal River when you can explore all the nature and wonderment right in your own backyard? With Trinity River Expeditions, you'll kayak over broken syringe rapids and feed the homeless people at used condom shores. You'll float past the scenic majesty of broken bicycles and old tires. Take a dip in pure unrecycled motor oil and make love under the stars with a complete stranger. And best of all, it's free.
Okay.
Trinity River Expeditions, a luxury everyone can afford. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Dingu on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 The Ticket.
Let's never forget, A, the Alexi Ticker. B, Bob Sturm losing a bet and having to recreate the Alexi Ticker to a Dallas Cowboy to his face at training camp. Here's how that went down. And we're going to plug this in, and then we're going to play it, and here we go.
In baseball, we had the Rangers, who played on last night, and they played against someone that I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game. Also in baseball, the Astros played the Cubs yesterday and won 4-1. Mariners won because they're in the Western Conference. We're keeping up with them. They lost 8-7 to the Orioles.
Hey, just seeing how you feel heading into your first action here on Thursday.
I feel good going into it with you know, a good bit of confidence, so I hope that'll help me perform.
Is the first actual live action, is that cause for any jitters, or is it just football?
I mean, of course you're going to have some jitters, you know. It's just like whenever you're in high school, whenever you're in college, and that first game, you always got jitters, but... You know, all I need is that first hit. The jitters are gone, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, what an opportunity, huh?
Yes, sir.
What, are you, do you follow baseball at all?
No, not really.
Well, in baseball, we had the Rangers who played on last night, and they played against someone I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game. But in yesterday's, the Astros played the Cubs and won 4-3, and then the Mariners, who won because they're in the Western Conference, we keep track of them. They lost 8-7 against the Orioles. I don't know if you're keeping up on that, but I wanted to make sure you knew all that going into the game.
I don't know how it's going to help me, but that's I guess that's pretty cool.
That's the ticket ticker.
Damn.
Again, thank you to our fine sponsors. Oh,
you are amazing.
Oh, my God.
I was literally
there's sitting. One step.
This probably isn't censored either.
In doing this.
Yeah, it
and
is.
You screw it up every time.
This is Corey's Kid Van with a ticket ticker. I am 10 years old, and this is why I love my dad. He helped me learn how to play basketball. It's my favorite sport. And he has made me a diehard Mavericks fan. Someday I hope to be good enough to actually play with Luka on the Mavs.
You won't.
He has made me a hardcore Oklahoma fan. I love the Sooners, and I hope someday I can play football for Lincoln Riley and win a Heisman like Baker and Kyler. Dad helped teach me how to play tennis, and if I go pro someday, hopefully he will still be alive when I win major, but that might be difficult because of his massive cocaine habit. I love my dad because he loves good music. He has taught me to love Cage the Elephant, the Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, Leon Bridges, and Cannibal Corpse. My favorite Cannibal Corpse song is called Hell Blood Will Rain Down and Murder the Meek. My dad is the best dad ever because he introduced me to some awesome TV shows. We watched SpongeBob together since I was little. Oh, so Diego, Dora, and Phineas and Ferb. We also watched all of Breaking Bad in like 2 weeks. It was so cool. It taught me that doing drugs is really bad. But if I deal drugs, I have a chance to make some mad cheddar, yo. That is so funny. He's the funniest dad ever. One time he asked me to pull his finger. I pulled it, but he didn't fart. Instead, he shot a fat guy with a crossbow. Classic dad. Dad introduced me to Will Ferrell movies very early on. I love them all. My favorite is Step Brothers, but I love them all. I don't like scary movies, so we haven't seen any of those, except The Exorcist, The Omen, The Omen 7, Nightmare on Elm Street, every Saw movie, Friday the 13th, every Halloween movie, the Amityville Horror, The Shining, Us, The Haunting of the Hill, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Cujo, Alien, The Fly, The Blob, The Thing, Scream, Psycho, The Conjuring, and Hostel. Anyway, I love my dad. He's the best. P.S. Epstein didn't kill himself. You're such a jerk.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm going places.
The Blob.
He asked me to pull his finger.
He shot a
instead
fat guy.
Of farting, you shot a fat guy with a crossbow.
Classic dad.
Classic pops.
He's never going to change. Old dad.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
That's
laugh
cute.
Too, man.
Yeah. That is cute. So here is...
Yeah, you can hear a little baby dolphin in there.
Yeah.
growing, just swimming around,
he
growing up.
The dolphin laugh and the weird arm.
Yeah. You guys, I can't even look at my kid anymore with his weird arm.
Did you know he passed deformed. Weird arm down? Huh? And he also observed weird arm in his dad.
And you're, yeah, wait, he does have weird arm?
My not only does my dad have weird arm, my oldest kid has weird arm.
Are you kidding?
No. We come from a long line of weird arms.
It's my most interactive thing I've ever put on social media is the 12-second clip of you walking the street in Miami with your hook arm. Like, what? You did something mean to me, like, right before it, and that was my revenge.
That's it.
And I'm like, wow, this has worked.
Had it with this guy.
Yeah, fine. You're doing it.
Here's weird arm. All right, so here is the van ticket ticker from 2020.
Hi, my name is Van Davidson. I am 11 years old, and this is my ticket ticker, and also why I love my dad. In past year, it's all been about safety first in the Davidson family. Dad has done his best to protect us all from COVID-19. He wanted us to be outside as much as possible, so we took a couple of trips to Colorado, and we went on some amazing hikes. It's great to be able to test your body and mind while you are outdoors in such a beautiful setting. But Dad was so whacked out on weed, he couldn't see straight. He ate so many edibles and started talking about how he was the king of the mountain. He took his shirt off and was running around singing in a high-pitched voice, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, won't you come out and play? He finally drank some water and calmed down. Dad also encouraged me to play as much golf as possible. So we would go and play a ton while the lockdown was going on. This is the year I fell in love with the sport, and I owe it all to my dad. I can see how happy my dad gets when I hit a good shot or when I make a par. And when I hit a bad shot, Dad takes a 2-iron and hits me in the back of the legs and tells me to quit being a little golf bitch. One time, I missed a 2-foot putt, and he made me bend over and grabbed my ankles. He then drove the golf cart behind me and floored it. The car hit my ass so hard. I went flying into the creek. But now I know to concentrate more over 2-foot putts. Okay. Dad is always looking for a teaching moment. I also got in trouble a few times this year, but Dad was there to help me teach that all kids get in trouble. It's a matter of how you respond to the adversity. So when Mom caught me smoking cigarettes, Dad told me how to get out of it. He said that Ho never said anything about other brands of cigarettes. So smoke up, son. He bought me Camels, Chesterfields, king-size Kents, Cools, Dunhills, Lucky Strikes, Merritt's, Newports, Paul Malls, or Pall Malls. Parliaments, Polo Mids, Ramblers, Red Salems, Sterling, Super Kings, Derrington's, Virginia Slims. I really love to smoke. And his dad says kids are too soft these days. Nothing hardens you like a good pack of smokes. I'm at the age now where I have learned some of life's hard truths. One of those is the birds and bees. No kid wants to hear from his parents. It's just uncomfortable. But Dad sat me down this year and really explained in a delicate manner this very awkward subject. He said, son, there's a time when every dad sits his son to talk about birds and bees. But I don't have any time for this shit. Here's a hustler. So I read the June 1979 edition of Hustler magazine. Why was everyone so hairy back then?
He also handed me the DVD of A Manual in Space. He said gravity doesn't affect boobs when they are in space, so you'll really like this movie. I learned so much about sex and space travel. Thanks, Dad. This has been my ticket taker for 2020. God. I'm Van Davidson, reminding you to keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. P.S. Dominion machines are crooked as hell. Oh, crooked.
Oh, my God.
God. Oh, crap.
There you go. There.
Oh, that kid is screwed, man. Oh, my God.
More brands of heaters than I do.
Yeah. Dude.
Did you just look up black cigarettes on Google?
He did. Pall
Mall. Pall Mall. Maybe it's Paul. Maybe it's Paul.
You know when you're laughing and you just don't feel like you can laugh anymore, even though the next line that comes out is equally as funny as the last, and you just don't have it in you to keep laughing? That's what just happened to me.
Dude, and even after we pointed it out,
oh my God.
He has a massive dolphin in there.
Oh, there's yeah.
You need to mark and pull. Yeah. Because that was... Free Willy.
He's got the dolphin and
he's a whale. Yeah.
He's got the dolphin, Corby dolphin, and he's got mom's vocal fry.
Yeah, he's got a little.
You notice
fry.
That?
Oh, I think all kids just talk like that now, right? Pretty much. That was great. All right, dude. We got a song. The Ticket Ticker. Hello, this is your Ticket Ticker, where we update you on the top sports stories of the day. And the top sports story this year at the Ticket was, hey, what's going on with Mike Reiner? So, hey, Mike, what's going on with Mike Reiner? How are you keeping busy today?
Oh, I don't know. Just another day of going to the range, going to get something to eat. We'll figure something out.
Okay, so let's go through a typical day. What did you do yesterday?
Mainly walked around from one side of the place to the other. There's something weird going on in here, and I haven't been able to put my finger on exactly what, but I'm working on it.
What do you mean something weird?
I haven't been able to quite figure it out yet.
Like a noise or a smell?
It's
or
something
what?
Weird,
that's,
man.
That's today's objective.
Yeah, figure out what's going on that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know yet. It's just something in the air. You guys know anything about that?
No. Yeah, I don't. So not a lot going on. Would it be fair to assume that you're not really missing working?
That I'm not really missing working?
Yeah.
you could say that.
Hey, one of the computers is up here, and your email address is still on there for company email, and we're having trouble logging in.
Yeah, did you just get a text?
Maybe that's what I'll do today. I'll reset the password and give it to you.
Don't worry, they're just going to ask you to do it again in a week.
All right, well, you figure out what it is that's going on in there.
Yeah, how's work day going?
It's great. It's great.
It's awesome.
You missed that?
It's absolutely awesome. Work day.
How's work day going?
Hey, look, it was your idea to have me on here, you know?
Yeah, no, I love it. It's good to hear your voice. All right, man, we appreciate you, and stay in touch.
Do you have a message for Kat while you're here?
Who?
Oh. Wow. How right. Soon we forget.
There's Mike Reiner.
Oh, you mean pig vomit.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Pig vomit.
And that's the Ticket Ticker.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
There he goes.
Wow.
What a treat.
The Ticket Ticker. All right. It's been 5 years. This is the return of the Liquor Ticker. This ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, the father's attorney.com, and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Five shots, one ticker. 2020, huh? This whole thing blows, but hey, White Elephant.
Hey,
been
2020.
A ton of fun so far. It started with us hearing from the ghosts of Ticket Ticker Past.
Good to hear from all those old voices, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Danny, you want to join him?
No interest.
We talked some OnlyFans. We listed affluent vegetables. Corby called rappers you people. And a discussion of mouth passion on the back porch of someone's Airbnb.
Yeah, okay. It's fair. That was off air, but sure.
Four. And with this fifth shot, team, I proclaim the rally begins today. We're going to get healthy. We're going to get through this thing. And we're going to get back out there where we belong, in each other's arms, writhing and ripping off each other's pants.
This is so stupid. You're a fool.
We have only two rules, Danny. One is to make out hard, and number two is to be nice as hell to everyone we're lucky enough to come across during our very short time in this big, dumb, spinning marble orbited by trash. We, all of us, the P1, all the people of the Metroplex, we've got this. Happy white elephant.
Yes!
Five shots.
You're going to get sick.
He's
Liquor,
right.
Ticker, Mike Saroy.
Let's go have a big breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Bob. You know, it's just not the listeners that are fans of the ticket, but we, the host, significant others, are big fans as well. Some may think we're just in the background, whipping up some pancakes for the family, but we listen. That being said, I have my favorites. Let's start with Dan. When Bob moved time slots, I was sad. I might have even cried. I know that sounds stupid, but Dan, I miss you. I miss hearing you with Bob. I even stick up for you when listeners bag on you. I defend you and say really nice things about you. You were needy at times, but, you know, that's okay. Corby, I have always loved Corby, but Corby, can you bring back Whistling Pete? And George, I wonder why they bag on you, too. You were so nice all the time. Gordon, I laugh and cringe every time I listen to you in the car, mostly because I'm being the balancing act of what's appropriate and not appropriate for my kids to hear. Yeah, I know he's in 10th grade, but still, overall, the ticket guys are top-notch, and I love them all, especially the ones behind the scenes.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. That's the Ticket Ticker, and I'm Bob, and that's Sally, and let's get back to White Elephant Day.
I made a comment earlier today that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. And if I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I am so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith, as there's a drive into deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm ever going to put on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the ticket. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Cumulus. I want to apologize to the people who signed my paycheck for the ticket, for Cumulus Dallas, for the people I work with, and for anybody that I have offended here today. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That's not who I am, and never has been. And I'd like to think that maybe I could have some people that could back me up on that. I'm very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Ty Walker.
And here with the 410 ticker is my better three quarters, Mary Dan Hitzkiss.
Hi, guys. I'm Mary with the 410 ticker. And to be honest with you, I don't really know much about sports, which is surprising since I'm married to a Hall of Fame sports broadcaster. But we'll have more about that in our 550 segment. So to prepare for today's update, I opened the sports page and the headline read, Luca 3.0 will be even better. Wow, if that's the truth, I can't wait for 5.0 version. No, seriously, I have some tips for the non-sports fan that may be in a crowd of sports fanatics. I call it the yes and rule of sports talk. And it goes a little something like this. Hey, did you catch the game last night? Yes, and it was something. Hey, the Cowboys really need to improve their offense. Yes, and their defense. Hey, do you think the Stars will be in the playoffs again?
Yes, and I think they'll go all the way this time. Hey, you're really knowledgeable about sports. I sure am. Thanks, P1. Wink. So stuff that in your stockings, P1. And that's it for today's ticker. I'm Mary, 1310, 96.7, The Ticket.
I guess at this point, I should reveal to our audience that I am sleeping with one of the ticker people. Now, back to what...